Bernice Sherman, Bernice Sherman, last name Sherman, first name Bernice, 1661. This is a 63-year-old woman, smoker, used to do retail restaurant work. She's married. She has 5 children, lives with her husband at this time. Patient has a history of COPD, shortness of breath, decreased activity because of that, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, diabetes. Secondary to her COPD, she's lost a tremendous amount of weight, at least 25 pounds, and she says she no longer has issues with diabetes. She has hepatitis C, that she had declined treatment, and has a history of asthma and COPD surgery, had a pregnancy, tubal pregnancy, then required hysterectomy, then had required a third surgery for to remove scar tissue. Mom died of cancer. Dad, nobody knows what happened to him. Allergy, tetracycline, social, she does smoke. She doesn't want to quit smoking. She's very thin. She's lost a lot of weight. She's awake. She's alert. She has issues with shortness of breath at rest, and activity level has been affected recently. She does not drink alcohol, by the way. Medication, Advair HFA, 4521, one puff twice a day, albuterol inhaler, albuterol per nebulizer, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Flovent nasal spray, Singulair 10 milligram a day, Zyprexa 10 milligram a day, Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Prazosin, Prazosin 1 milligram a day, Zoloft 100 milligram a day, and Triamcinolone cream for her rash. Patient is awake, alert, in no distress. She weighs 100, her blood pressure is 132 over 70, pulse 65, respiration is 18 over 2, sat 96%. Heart positive, small positive, is 2 lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows evidence of muscle wasting. Assessment, 63-year-old woman. With history of COPD, tobacco abuse, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, depression, anxiety, now with symptoms of weight loss, muscle wasting, and protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. New paragraph, she's not interested in stopping smoking, period. Currently, she's not hypoxic, she's not tachycardic. But we had a long talk about considering to stop smoking before she develops worsening symptoms of end-stage COPD, period. New paragraph, patient also has lost some weight, has issues with anxiety, and is edentulous at this time, with history of asthma and hepatitis C as well, period. New paragraph, blood sugar is not an issue since her weight loss has controlled her blood sugar, and continues to have leg pain and difficulty with ambulation, most likely related to a peripheral vascular disease. Thank you.